debridements only for two reasons, and those, well, actually one reason, and the reason is that you cannot accurately measure the pocket depth.
Right. I always think of a debridement as someone that comes in, like they haven't been in 85 years, and there's so much calculus you can't even see their teeth, and then you just take out the ultrasonic and whir away and just go
crazy.
That's right,
and that is a perfect situation for a debridement because, you know, you look at the radiographs, there's a wall of tartar there, so you can't physically measure the pocket.
And then they say, Doc, my teeth don't feel right.
The fact is where what gets very confusing is that if you see that patient that day and you let them know that they need a debridement, you know, they're just not going to get their teeth cleaned, you cannot submit to the insurance company for an exam that day. Because it will get bounced back.
Because theoretically, you can't do an exam if there's
you can't do an exam because every exam since January 04, implies that there's some measuring of periodontal pockets. How can you measure the periodontal pocket if there's? So what you do in a debridement is you submit for the debridement. They come back the next time, and that's when you can do your exam. It very may well turn out that after they've had the debridement, when you do the exam, that what then would follow would be some 43-42s because a lot of it cleaned up, but there's two or three site-specific areas. Now those people need debridement. Eventually, you'll do the prophy.
That makes sense.
Hey,
so got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's not one that we talked about ahead of time, so I hope I'm not throwing you for a loop here. It's just a question I hear all the time, and that is, once all this stuff is taken care of, maybe even a debridement, periodontal scaling, prophy, you know, the patient needs to be maintained, or they're coming in every 3 months. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the policy says we only pay for cleanings once every 6 months, but they did get periodontal care in your office. How do you code that on the every 3-month basis?
Well, if you don't want to commit insurance fraud, you need to be coding that as a 4910. And the 4910 is the continuing care code following site-specific therapy, or certainly for quadrant therapy, and now you keep them on 4910 until they heal. I mean, it isn't like these people are going to be an annuity. I mean, eventually, hopefully, when things are cleaned up, then they can go back to be a prophy. I mean,
the truly correct submission is every 3 months there are 4910.
That's right. Then, of course, you get into the thing where the patient says, well, can't you submit for the 4910 every other time?
Right. That's what I was getting to.
And the 1110 every other time. But, you know, what are you going to do? Not go into the furcations on the every other time, or, you know, not do the scaling on the other every other time? So I think that when you do the math, if, in fact, you add up what the total cost would be for somebody, let's say that they have insurance, because that's the issue here. They want to maximize their insurance benefits. If, in fact, you add up what it would be if, in fact, they had 4 4910s, which probably in many cases would be covered every time, but it's only going to be covered at 50% or 60% or whatever perio would be covered at, and you measure that against two prophys that are for free and two prophys that would not be free, that they would have to pay for, you're probably talking about a difference of, I don't know, $50 to $75. Why should we be so concerned about $50 to $75 when we're doing crowns for thousands? It just doesn't make any sense.
And committing insurance fraud, something you don't
want
to do either.
So I think, let me just make one little comment here. The Delta Dentals of the world are not currently, in most cases, in most states that I work in, are not saying that if you do this 1110 on one time and 4910 on another, they're not, you know, coming after you for that. They understand that's what's going on. A lot of times, Delta Dental also will allow you, after you submit for a prophy 1110, to do a 4342. But I know that's going to change because I've spoken to heads of Delta Dentals in various states, and it is going to change.
That's just scary right there, speaking to the head of Delta Dentals, making me nervous.
You know, it was scary, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, who am I talking to? But they were very, very personable. I couldn't believe it because, you know, sometimes you've just got to sort of go to the horse's mouth and find out, you know, are you actually feeling about this, Mr. Dental?
Hey, we actually have to wrap it up soon. You have given so much incredible information, but I want to ask you my broad question here. Mm-hmm. And which hopefully won't apply to too many of our listeners, but I just know it will. And that is, the person listening to this interview, the dentist or the hygienist, saying, you know, Mayor, that sounds great, but, and, you know, it could be a number of things, but, you know, my patients aren't going to accept this, or it sounds like too much trouble, or I'm happy with my office the way it is. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. If people are happy with what's going on in their practice, and if they're, you know, they don't see the need to change, I mean, you nor I is going to be able to convince them any differently. But I think that if they listen to this tape and they evaluate what's going on in their hygiene department, I mean, this tape isn't intended to fix every ill that goes on there. It's sort of like it's informational, and it's obviously, you know, yes, do this, but it's also conceptual. And so what now has to happen is that the doctor and their staff has to sit down and analyze this and say, well, look, we really do want to change. How can we do it? This can take months. They have to meet, they have to identify what the issues are, depending what they are, and agree that it's worth it to overcome it. But, I mean, if somebody says, oh, God, I don't really care, I mean, then what are you going to do? I mean, they're not going to drink my Kool-Aid.
But it's not Kool-Aid. It's good stuff. And even if you're saying that, do the four-step analysis. Just do it to see what happens. Then maybe that'll get you a little more interested.
I think it definitely works.
Well, hey, Mayor, it has been great speaking with you again. You are certainly one of the good guys in dentistry. Just a pleasure to talk to and to deal with. Plus, you're doing so many good things for your clients and now for our listeners as well. So I can't thank you enough. And I know go ahead. I'll give you a chance to say you're welcome.
It's my pleasure, Rich. We always have a good time when we chat.
We do. Now, I would imagine many people will want to get in touch with you. And I know you're inserting some things with this interview for us. But just in case they don't have that with them, let's put it on tape or CD as well. How can we get in touch with you at Joe Dina Consulting?
Well, you can call me. The contact number is 401-421-3615. You can email me at Jodena, that's my company, J-O-D-E-N-A, Jodena@cox.net. You can go to my website, which is in the process of being redeveloped a little bit. It's jodena.com, www.jodena.com. And you can read up about there, and you can contact me from the website. So I'm anxious and willing to speak with anybody who has an interest in this particular issue. Or other issues.
Fantastic. Well, I think it would be a great thing for people to speak with you. And you are on the East Coast. You're up in Rhode Island, I believe.
That's correct.
Beautiful Rhode Island. So keep that in mind. You know, people on the West Coast call in the middle of the night, and it's just, you know, very confusing. But maybe you don't mind. I don't know.
Well, whatever. The answering machine goes off at a certain point. Well,
that's good. Hey, anyway, Mayor, it was great speaking with you again and doing this interview. The information was fantastic. And I'm presenting in just such an easy-to-digest format. So I cannot thank you enough. And I know we'll be doing it again in the next few years. So thanks from all of our listeners.
You're welcome, Rich. It was my pleasure. You take care. Have a good day.
You too.
For information on more tapes or CDs in this series, the Richards Report newsletter, or the Richards Report Super Fall Seminar, please call 1-800-258-0060.